What would national hunt racing be without a little choice? Jockey or trainer? Bay or grey? Form or silks? And now, Paddy Power's new money-back tokens give you even more choice, because you choose the race to apply your token to. Get money back as a free bet if your horse finishes in the designated places on a race of your choosing. Just look out for our money-back token promos and claim your token however you like. Paddy Power. Applies to races with eight or more runners. Opt-in required. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast. My name is Tom Nugent. PK is still missing an action somewhere in the air on his way back from his travels, but I'll be here alongside my great old friend, Francis of the Hickey family, to look ahead to a great Friday on the all-weather. It is, of course, all-weather finals day this Good Friday, Newcastle and Linkfield live on ITV to look forward to on Friday afternoon. A couple of bits of housekeeping courtesy of producer Mark. PK back tomorrow with Rory DeLargy and Joe Logue for the regular tipping show, as well as a look ahead to Maidan's Dubai World Cup card this weekend, and maybe even a sneak peek at Fairy House as well. On Friday, Paddy Power customers, you'll be able to avail of a money back token to use on any UK or Irish race. So be sure to log on and use that on whichever race rather of your choosing, and maybe that will be one of the races that myself and Frank Hickey discuss on today's show. Frank Hickey, it's been a long time since we've spoken to each other in an official capacity. Yeah. How are things?
Oh, very well, yeah. As I said, it'll make a pleasant change to be working with you and not having to character assassinate you, like, do you know?
Yeah, you've kind of spent a large bulk of the spring trying to defame me, I would say.
To be fair, it was mainly about you doing an awful lot of chopping wood in between podcasts.
Yeah, well, look, you know, somebody, you have to pay the bills somehow because the punting isn't going great. Cheltenham, talk to me. How'd you get on?
Yeah, not bad. Started very well. We had Slade Steele and Gaelic Warrior. Not so great in the middle, maybe. You know, looking back at the podcast that we were doing, I suppose Golden Ace in nominee probably highlights. Obviously Ballyburn, disappointing to be so keen on him and then actually not end up backing him because his price too short, he'd gone for the race I hadn't backed him for. And finished out the week quite well. Golden Ace was one I was quite liking. The race played to her strengths and they didn't go hard. She's by far the fastest of them. And I wouldn't dismiss that as, oh, it was, you know, not a great race. I just think the way the race is run really suited her. She's a really fast mare, and the two Irish ones are more stairs. And then Sinomine was one I'd been keen on for a while as well, and the Fox Hunter. That did me a turn.
You can't call it the Fox Hunters anymore, Frank.
It's going to call it the Fox Hunters. They can't stop me, you know. And then I suppose Friday didn't start great when I was quite keen on the Jukebox Man along with Gidley Park and back the two of them. And yeah, that was pain for Fury now to see the Jukebox Man nailed on the line. But he ran a cracker, to be fair to him. Got a great ride as well from Keelan Woods. And yeah, overall, happy enough with the week. You know, a lot done, more to do sort of feel about it. Like, you know?
Oh, right. In the words of kind of a mid-2000s Fianna Fáil.
Fianna Fáil, Fianna Fáil or Fianna Gael, yeah.
Yeah, Fianna Fáil on the back of the Celtic Tiger going for re-election. A lot done, more to do. And they did indeed do a lot, but whether it was good or bad, that remains to be seen. Right, let's look ahead to a busy Friday card, Frank. Lots to look forward to. Newcastle and Linkfield, as mentioned, we've got irregular timings here. So let's kick things off with the 1:53 at Newcastle, which is the first race live on ITV this Friday afternoon. It's over 2 miles and half a furlong. It's the Bet UK All-Weather Championships Marathon Handicap. Betting with Paddy Power is as follows. Sparkling Army is the top of the market, 5-2 for David Provert and Aladdin King. Max Vega 5-1 next in for Ross Ryan and Rafe Beckett 13-2. Palace Boy 7-1 is Vaguely Royal. 9's Duke of Oxford alongside Tyson Fury 10-1 and bigger the rest. Frank Hickey, the marathon. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, I'll put out a disclaimer. I wouldn't exactly have been all over the all weather stuff during the winter. So just trying to get back into it again now. But yeah, look, very competitive race. I think we're fourth place in this one. I'm going to take a chance at Citizen General. You could argue he's more exposed than most here with 21 career starts and 14 of them being on the all-weather, but he was very impressive in his last start at Kempton at the beginning of February over 2 miles when he was a very easy winner off a mark of 89. He's got bumped up £7 for that. But he's not fully exposed at 2 miles. He did win by 4.5 lengths, travelling really powerfully as well there, which I liked. He's 2 from 4 at Newcastle, so the track should be no issue. And, you know, while you could say a few others are a bit more, you know, sexy looking, I think he's just improving at the right time. And yeah, hopefully he can hit the frame. It's very nice.
10 to 1 shout in the opener on ITV this Friday. Citizen General for Frank Hickey in the 153. Next race from Newcastle on ITV is at 225. It's over 6 furlongs. It's the BetMGM All-Weather 3-Year-Old Championships Handicap. And Fire Demon, the 3-1 favourite. Oisin Murphy taking the ride for Andrew Baldick, 4-1. Sommelier Media Shooter is 5-1. Blueprints is 6s. 7-1. Tarsus, 8-1. Havana Bell, 14s and bigger. The remainder, Frank Hickey, 225, Newcastle.
Yeah, won't be too many favourites tipped up by me now on this pod, but I do think Fire Demon will take a bit of beating here off 87. Very well bred. Took him 4 goals to get off the mark. He won a Kempton and a Maiden in January over 6 furlongs. Disappointed in Linkfield on his handicap debut off 83, where Media Shooter was ahead of him, but he did reverse that form when very well back to Kempton on a second start in the handicap, beating Media Shooter by a length that day. He got £5, I think, yeah, went up to 87. Media Shooter, I think, got 4, I think. He should uphold the form, I think, the way he won that day. Look, he's far from certainty. It's quite a competitive race, but at the same time, looking at his breeding, you would reckon he will end up rated a good deal higher than 87 in time. And if you throw out that disappointing Linkfield run, you know, he has quite a progressive profile. So I'll stick with the favourite.
Okay, favourite for Frank Hickey in race 3 at Newcastle. That's the 225. Righto, let's move on. 3 o'clock Newcastle, the next race from the track on ITV. 7 furlongs. This time it's the BetMGM Fillies and Mares Championships Handicap. And topping the weights and the betting is 9/10. Jack Enright claiming 7 for William Haggis. 2-1 favourite with Paddy Power. Shades of Summer, 7-2. 5-1 Cloud Cover in the first time hood. Wildside is 6-1. 7-1 Aramis Grey. 8-1 Sybil Charm, 9's Just a Spark, 10-1 Hod's Girl, and it's Smiling Sunflower, 25-1 The Outsider. Hod's Girl making the trip for Adam McGuinness, Adam Caffrey taking the ride. Frank, go ahead. 3 o'clock Newcastle.
Yeah, I'm going to take a chance on Aramis Grey each way here. She ran, like last year, obviously, these were all runs, conditions races. She ran second in it. The first 4 home that day were rated 107. Queen Anne Matu, I think, won. Aramis Grey was second. She was only rated 83 at the time. The third was rated 101 and the fourth was rated 103. She ran above herself that day. She finished in the first 3 in 28 of her 36 runs. You know, well, they're very consistent. She hasn't hunt in hand off her current mark of 95. And while she finished behind the reopposing Shades of Summer in her last 2 starts, she did have a 3-month break before the her second tour at Linkfield at the beginning of the month. And when you look at sections as well, that day she was getting, it wasn't a very strong run race, she was getting a huge upgrade. And you got a £15 upgrade, the winner got a £10 upgrade, so you know you would think there's a chance she could reverse, not even factoring in the £4 swing, considering how well she ran here last year. I think she's a fair each way bet against the top of the market here.
Okay, taking on the favourite then in the 3 o'clock, 3:35, the next race from Newcastle. Again, 6 furlongs, the BetUK All-Weather Sprint Handicap. Batal Dubai is the 9-2 favourite with Paddy Power. Cover Up is also 9-2, joint favourite now. 11-2, Al Bashir for Luke Morrison, Archie Watson. 7-1, Juan Lepine. 9-1, Coachello, alongside 5,000-1, and it's 12-1, and bigger the rest. 3:35, Frank, what are we liking?
I'm going to take a wild swing at one here, Tom. The XO for John Ryan. Again, as I said earlier, these races were runs, condition races last year, and he was 3rd behind Desert Cop and should have been a ring with Perdica back in 5th. If you look at how that form worked out, should have been a ring, was 2nd in a sprint cup at Haydock. Perdica was 2nd in an Abbey. Wasn't a bad renewal. The XO followed that with fighting 2nd in the Commonwealth Cup trial at Ascot. It was Group 3. We split Cold Case, who ended up running 4th in a Group 1, pre Maurice de Geest, and Bradson, who of course went on to win the King's Stand. Again, fair form. He ran the Commonwealth Cup. Things didn't go well. He missed the rest of the season. Obviously, must have got some knock or injury. He had three quick runs in February / the 1st of March this year. His marks dropped from 104 to 99. Really caught the eye for me at Linkfield on his last start off mark of 100. He was caught wide, kind of held up. Very smuddling pace to begin with. Made a big mid-race move to go from about second last to first. Was travelling quite well. Then probably did too much making that move and his effort flattened out in the last furlong. He was only beaten less than two lengths, finished sixth or seventh or something. But that move midway suggested the ability is still there. He was 80-1 the last day at Linkfield. I envision it'd be a huge price here. I think he's 33-1. I don't really envisage him shortening or anything. But I'd take a chance, considering how well he ran in the race last year when it was a conditions race, and he showed that ability might still be there at Linkfield. I'd take a chance at a wild price.
Okay, very good. 4:10 Newcastle, 10 furlongs. It's the BetUK All-Weather Easter Classic. Massive prize money, over 100 grand to the winner here in the very best Great British Pound Sterling. Also grand, 3-1 favourable Paddy Power. Penzance, 4-1. 6-1, Elegant Man out from fours. American bred and very good form in Dundalk and Kempton. Elegant Man could be an interesting one. Tumessius Fox, 9-1. 10-1, Blanchland alongside To Catch a Thief. And 14s and bigger the rest. This is a good race, Frank Hickey. What are you liking?
It is a good race. I'm going to take a chance on one. If I had been maybe brought up in the south of Dublin as opposed to West Cork and ended up being a rugby player, I probably would have ended up doing this hooking. The French horse off 106. Look, Elegant Man, he's fascinating. He's only had three starts, won two of them impressively. He was second to Rebel's Romance in his other start. Look, 108's hardly a gimme, but we literally have no idea how good he could be. But I'll take a chance, the French horse hooking, as I said. Again, like the French had been targeting this meeting, you know, when it was conditions races and with quite a good record, particularly when it was run at Linkfield. But hooking 6 from 12 in the all weather, one of his last two starts enlisted company at County Somare. In fact, when you look at him, he's actually won 6 of his last 7 on the all weather, with a half length second thrown in the middle of those. He won carrying a penalty the last, and the second and third came out and ran first and second in a race since. You go back to the summer, he was second in a long shot group 3 behind West Wind Blows. That horse was second in a Hardwick, flourished when he went to Australia, finishing second in 2 group 1s, the Turnbull Stakes and the Caulfield Cup. Look, hooking maybe 8, but it's only since like late 2022, early 2023, that he recently defined his best form, and he's been proving ever since. So like, while the mark isn't a gimme, I'd take a chance on that French form, particularly with the price he is. He's a very fair looking price.
Hooking for Frank Hickey in the Easter Classic at Newcastle at 4:10 on Friday. Final race from Newcastle on ITV is at 4:40. It is over a mile. It's the Bet MGM All-Weather Championship Mile Handicap. And Dear My Friend is at the top of the market for Paddy Power, 11-4, 6-1, Fast Raj. Kingdom Come, 7-1, McLean House's 8s alongside Symbol of Light. 9's Fantastic Box, and 10-1, and bigger the rest. Frank Hickey, the curtain call at Newcastle, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that French form. Fast Raj ties in with hooking. So if hooking does manage to run very well in the 4:10, it'd be a massive positive for Fast Raj. Looking at the horse, he was a group 3 winner as a 3-year-old at Deauville over 7 furlongs. Again, he's really proven to be an all-weather specialist in France. He's 7 from 12 in the all-weather. His style of racing should suit Newcastle. He's likely to be held up and delivered late, which will suit. His form ties in with hooking, as I said. He won a group 3 over a mile at Shantee last summer, won listed race in the all-weather. 110 again is no gimme, but there doesn't seem to be a lurker in here. Like, you know, there's no real unexposed one that could be anything. So I just think he's solid enough, and I think Dear My Friend will be prominent and make it a bit of a test, and hopefully he'll just set it up for Fast Raj.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Down to Lingers we go for another very busy all-weather card on ITV on this Good Friday. First race on ITV from the track is the 205. It's over 10 furlongs is the Bet UK all-weather Vase as a middle-distance handicap. And Asgard's captain looking to complete the four-timer for the Brocklesby winning team of Dylan Cunha and Rhys Clutterbuck, running under a penalty, of course, a winner only just 4 or 5 days ago. 5-1. Next in is Al Rufa, bystander 7-1, alongside Wadacre, Gomez 8-1, and Spiritus alongside Walhan 12-1, and Big of the Rest. Frank, first off, just a quick word on Dylan Cunha, who's making a very big name for himself in a short period of time.
Yeah, no, very good trainer. Kind of on our radar from last year, he knows what he has, and you know, when his horses get supported, you pay attention. Like, they, I won't say they hit every time, but they don't miss too often either. Definitely a train. Look, I think he was very good down in South Africa. Like, you know, it's not like he's come from absolute nowhere. So
yeah, I think went off and became a commercial airline pilot for about 8 or 9 years, and then got back into racing.
Yeah, obviously racing pays a lot more than being a commercial airline.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not commercial, maybe private. Maybe we'll go with private. Maybe. Right, Frank.
He obviously loves the horses more than he loves money.
Well, I'd say he's doing okay at the minute.
Oh, he's doing okay, yeah.
205 Lingers, go.
Yeah, look, Asgard's captain, really progressive, easy winner Newcastle on Monday. He had a £5 penalty and that shouldn't stop him. But my worry would be, since joining Dylan Cunha, he's had a really progressive profile, but he's only had one disappointing run, and it wasn't his only previous start at Linkfield. So that would be in the back of my head for backing him at a relatively sharp price. And I'm going to take a chance on Bystander. He's kind of one that he's at a price the more you could back him each way. He's completely unexposed. He only had four career starts. He was gelded after being turned over on his debut at Redcar last April when he was sent off a 10-11 shot and disappointed. Returned at Newcastle in December. Absolutely bolted up, was then turned over under a penalty, then back at Newcastle. But on his handicap debut at Linkfield at the beginning of March off a market of 80, he won fairly comprehensively, up £6. I think he could be much better than 86 in time. That race at Linkfield wasn't strongly run. I think a strongly run race will suit him even better. I think he's solid enough each way, to be fair. You know, if Asgard's captain can act at the track, he's probably going to be tough to beat, but I think Bystander will give you a run for your money.
Okay, 240 Linkfield. It's the Bet MGM all-weather phase mile. Cephalus again, another one looking to complete a four-time sequence, 5-2 favourite for Tom Queeley and Gary Moore. Gincident, I should say, 13-2, 7-1 Baldomero, 15-2 Benavente. Kevin Thomas Coleman sending one over in the colours of Harry Redknapp. 8-1 Court Session, 9-1 Borgie, 10-1 Trip to Rome, 11-1 and Bigger the Rest. Frank Hickey, what are you thinking here? Yeah, 240.
Cheltenham Festival winning owner, Harry Redknapp.
I know. And almost double Cheltenham Festival winning owner, but we won't get into that.
Oh, don't go into that. That was tough now for me. But I think he might have, you know, Linkfield all weather comp, or what's it, Consolation Day winner as well with Benavente here. Okay. Running really well at Dundalk over the winter, bolted up at Sutton last time off the mark of 78, got bumped up to £7 for that. Well, the form hasn't worked out that well. It was very pleasing on the eye. The worry would be that a more galloping track might suit. Linkfield mightn't be absolutely ideal. He does stay 10 furlongs, which they go relatively hard. I think he'll play to his strengths and he should come home well. And it'd be great for Kevin Thomas Coleman to get a winner.
Yeah, well, I would say Kevin Coleman is genuinely one of the very, very good underrated trainers in Ireland at the moment.
Oh, he is, for
UK listeners, I would say exceptionally sharp and does well with what he has.
He regularly wins some of those maybe slightly below top class handicaps like the current stuff, doesn't he?
Lethal in the sales races as well. Very good in those two. A name to watch out for very much. So righto, let's move on. 3:15 Linkfield. It's the Bet UK All Weather Vase Marathon handicap. It's over just a shy of 2 miles. Aquam is the 9-2 favorite for Oisin O'Neill and Ian Williams, 7-1 Yokel, Riami 8-1, 9-1 Artisan Dancer alongside Ponzelius, 10-1 Bascule alongside Captain Kane, as well as Tenerife Sunshine. I could do with a bit of Tenerife Sunshine. And it's 11-1 and Bigger the Rest. Right, Frank. What are you thinking? 3:15 Linkfield.
Tenerife Sunshine, I do with any sunshine at this stage. It's been non-stop bloody raining.
Yeah. Got caught in a hailstorm today as well, which was...
Yeah, when are we going to get some of this global warming? Jesus, like, oh, we're getting this rain side of it. Come on. Anyway, back to the Rays. A token effort here on Red Flyer, just because that ties in with a few of the ones that are running in the main race at Newcastle. He beat Citizen General and Kenton off a mark of 82. It was a neck second to Spartan Army at Linkfield off 85. A fair four back at Linkfield last night behind Spartan Army, Pridwin and Vigorel, who all run in the Newcastle race. Look, probably hasn't much in hand off this mark, but is in form, has won at this track recently, as well as the good recent runs. Look, I think it's got an each way chance in a very tricky race.
3:50 Linkfield is indeed being televised, but what am I right in saying, Frank, you haven't really got a strong opinion here?
I was running out of time, and when I had a look quickly, I was like, no, I can't find anything quickly.
No, thank you. Well, that's more than fair. Okay, let's talk best bets then on this all-weather card across Newcastle and Linkfield. What is your kind of the one you're most keen to get a few quid on?
Can I actually go for one away from it? The first race at Newcastle, is that okay?
Of course, you can do whatever you want.
Just from a price point of view, Habridi each way, Orn be close enough to the top of the market along with the Godolphin horse here, and Room Service in here as well, who won a big sales race at Doncaster at the Ledger meeting. I have question marks about a mile, even though the breeding says he might get it. Silent Age is 2 from 2, fairly well bred, being by Dubawi out of Mare, who's a half sister to Rebel's Romance and Measure Time. He could improve plenty, but he's priced up as if he's absolutely nailed on to run 100 plus here. Said Orn was the one who was third in Linkfield in a listed race last month. Probably small but unlucky there. He carries a penalty for winning the Group 3 Horace Hill in November over 7 furlongs. But Habridi wasn't, you know, about 3 lengths behind at Linkfield, but he was trapped wide the whole way, held up, steady enough pace. I think 7 furlongs as well at Linkfield wouldn't suit him. Getting back up to a mile in a stiffer track like Newcastle will suit. I just think he's really solid each way. I wouldn't be convinced about the front of the market here. And said Hibridi, I think 12 or 14 to 1. I'd be quite keen on him now running really well at the very least.
Okay, excellent stuff. And before we wrap things up, will you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Will you give me the winner of the Irish National?
The winner of the Irish National? Well, from what I'm hearing, Good Time Johnny might be able to jump come Monday.
All right.
Yeah, so if that's the case, he probably has a chance, doesn't he?
Okay, very good.
The way he's been jumping off the winter wouldn't inspire confidence, but it's going to be extremely testing, isn't it?
And it is.
It's going to be, yeah, like the fact he's going to be carrying, I'm after the quick.
It's not going to be a full field either, I don't think, is it?
There's only 26 left in it.
Yeah.
As of today. The guy was giving Churchstone Warrior a squeak off 11, but like again, he's going to be high enough up the way to probably be looking at something a bit further down. Just with Digby was another one that was on my radar at what's likely to be a price. Durham McLaughlin, I think he might have won the Irish National, did he?
I think he's won it. Has he won it? Once or twice, maybe?
He won it twice in a row. Yeah. Freewheeling Dylan won it and came back the following year, won it again with something else, didn't he?
He did.
And whatever he ran last year then was completely overbet as a result. But Digby just half caught my eye. Look, she's far from a winning, far from a winning machine. He's 3 from 15. But again, I think he'll carry a low weight. Like you go back to his, Thurless, he was only beaten 9 lengths behind Classical Dream and second to flanking maneuver at Fairy House. He has some okay handicap form over hurdles. He's won at Fairy House 2 years ago, over 2.5 miles, which is always good. They have Fairy House form, and he'd probably creep in around the 10 stone mark and probably be a price as well. Might have a small few bob on him.
Lord Lariat is the other Dermot.
Yes, Lord Lariat went off a price as well. Like Free Will Dinner was 100 to 1, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a wild price. Yeah. He was a wild price.
And Lord Lariat was very well backed when he won, even though he still went off a price. Look, again, we'll have one will probably get in off around 10 stone as well, won't he, when the weights go up? So he'd have an each way chance as well. But no, Digby's won at a price now, and Good Time Johnny, if what I'm hearing about the jumping will be all right on the day. You know, he's well handicapped off 132, no doubt.
Okay, excellent stuff. Frank, thank you very much for your time. It's been a real treat. It's been a pleasure.
I miss that sarcastic tone, Tom.
I'm being actually genuine there. I enjoy listening to you talk shite there.
Are you going racing on Monday yourself?
I'm not currently trying to keep sheep alive in this rain is not ideal, you know. So sadly won't get away, but I will be tuning in from afar, looking forward to it. It's always a very, very enjoyable spectacle. Frank, thank you very much for your time. Thanks to you for listening. A couple of quick reminders. PK back tomorrow with the usual tipping show. Rory Gilargi and Joe Logue looking ahead to the weekend, as well as the Dubai World Cup card, and a quick word on Ferry House 2, as well as on this coming Friday, there'll be a money back token for Paddy Power customers to use on any UK or Irish race. So make sure you log in and take advantage of that. And you might even use it on Newcastle or Linkfield this Friday. Thanks to you for listening. My thanks again to Frank Hickey. I've been Tom Nugent, and that was another fantastic edition of the From the Horse's Mouth podcast.